listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 23rd March 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, our series on Radio Sai, where we want to relive and rediscover some of the beautiful melodies that used to reverberate in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam in the yesteryears. And this is the ninth bhajan in this second set of nine bhajans in this vintage series. And we have a beautiful one today dedicated to our Lord, our Bhagwan, as Krishna, as the sweet Sai Krishna. First line of the bhajan goes like this.
He Nandalala Gopala.
So Brother Srinivasulu will teach us this bhajan in a few minutes. Before that, let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan.
He Nandalala Gopala, Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, Ghana Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, He Nandalala Gopala, Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala, Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
So those are the beautiful words that make this bhajan. Now that you are familiar with the words, let's get to enjoying this bhajan, enjoying the beautiful tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
He Nandalala Gopala.
He Nandalala Gopala.
He Nandalala Gopala.
He Nandalala Gopala.
Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
He Nandalala Gopala.
He Nandalala Gopala.
Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
He Nandalala Gopala.
So that's another beautiful bhajan, short and sweet and melodious, adoring Lord Krishna. Again, something which Bhagwan used to relish in the yesteryears. Brother Srinivasulu shared with us the tune. And now let us learn a little more about the composition of the bhajan. What is the raga in which it is based? So Anirudh is here with us to share his thoughts on the swaras of the bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what do you think is the structure of the bhajan in the background?
Salam Vishu.
Salam.
First of all, I was just mesmerized by listening to Srinivasulu sir. Such a sweet rendition from his voice and such a bright and very happy bhajan to sing his glory. And it's on Krishna, as you said. There are a lot bhajans on Krishna actually. Mm-hmm. If you in fact see many bhajans, most of the bhajans are based on Krishna. Yeah, it's more global. Because some of the traditional bhajans were also added to our Sai bhajans.
Correct.
And so you'll find a lot of...
The early years of the Sai bhajan movement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something similar to the early years of Gopikas and Lord Krishna.
Yeah.
So you'll, in fact, you have many more vintage Krishna bhajans to come. Probably we should rename the series as Vintage Krishna Bhajans. So, coming to this beautiful bhajan, Hey Nandalala Gopala, if you ask me the raga behind it or what raga comes to my mind when you sing this bhajan, it's a beautiful raga called Behag in the Carnatic classical music. Let me just go through the notes of the raga.
Sa ga
Shuddha ga
ma pa
Tivra ma, which is the Kalyani or Yaman's ma. It is actually as close as Kalyani but with a small difference. So
sa ga ma pa ni da sa
ni Shuddha ni
ni da
Shuddha dha
sa ni da pa ma.
Tivra ma again.
Ma ga ma.
That is a shuddha ma.
Ma ga ri sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga ma.
In fact, you also have
sa ni da ni da ba ma pa ga ma ga re ni sa.
In fact, the komal ni also comes in the raga. But whereas this bhajan, the notes are taken from Behag, I can say, because some phrases like
Hey Nandalala Gopala Gare Gama Ga Shyam Gopal Sai Gopal. Hey Nandalala Gopala.
So the usage of both the madhyamams, that is the Tivra Madhyama and the Shuddha Madhyamam, which is coming with the
ma pa ga ma ga.
So this is what adds a lot of beauty to the raga, which is Behag. And when I sing this phrase, a lot of bhajans come to my mind. So one beautiful Rama bhajan, which I would like to sing close to this raga, you can say.
He deena dayalu hare hare Shri Ram Hare Hare.
So if you see the first line, it makes it like a Behag touch in the bhajan.
Hare Hama Hare.
Whereas the rest of the bhajan sounds like Yaman. And
Naam Bhajo Hare Naam Bhajo.
This is also a perfect Behag bhajan.
Shiva Shiva Shambho Mahesh Girisha.
So you have lot more bhajans where the Shuddha Madhyama is used in such a way that it sounds like Behag in the Sai bhajans.
The beautiful play of mass.
Yeah. And very bright and you know, the mood is really vibrant and bright, this raga. Of course, there are a lot more ragas in the Kalyan family, which is having, as we said, both play of mass. There are, it's a deep ocean. There are a lot more ragas like Hamir Kalyan and Yaman Kalyan in the family of many Kalyans, which are having a different usage of this mass. So one may have re while going up, or one may have re only while coming down. Like in this case, you have in Behak,
Sagamapa Nerega,
that is Yaman. Whereas Behaga
Sagamapa Nidani Sanidani Dapa Mapagamaga.
So this is Behag. So what I mean to say is the play of mass, it's a deep ocean by itself.
Yes.
You have many ragas to discuss and to dive into.
Yeah. So let's see how it is done in this bhajan. Let's do these swaras for every line.
Yeah. So let's take the first line.
He Nandalala Gopala Sa ga ma pa ma ga ri ga ma ga ri sa. Sa ga ma pa ma ga ri ga ma ga ri sa. Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal, Nini Pada Mapa Maga Gari Gamaga, Nini Pada Mapa Maga Gari Gamaga.
In the second time you have a variation, and also in the lyric it is Ghanashyam.
Ghanashyam Gopal, Sai Gopal, Gapani Nipada Mapa Maga Gari Gama Gari Sa. Gapani Nipada Mapa Maga Gari Gama Gari Sa.
We'll go to the next line. Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Giridhar Gopala Sai Gopala Papa Gapa Sa Sa Sanida Pa Gapa Ni Sanida Pa Papa Gapa Sa Sa Sanida Pa Gapa Ni Sanida Pa.
In the second time you have a variation.
Giridhar Gopal Sai Gopala Gapani Sagari Sa Sanidapa Gapani Sanidapa Gapani Sagari Sa Sanidapa Gapani Sanidapa.
The next two lines are same as
Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal, Ghanashyam Gopal, Sai Gopal.
So, that's how the bhajan is.
So, what is the beat of this short bhajan?
The beat of this bhajan is a normal 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So, let's have the count as 4. 1, 2. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2,
3, 4. He Nandalala Gopala,
He Nandalala Gopala,
Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal,
Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal,
He Nandalala Gopala,
He Nandalala Gopala.
So that's a very brief elaboration of the beat and the raga. And as far as, dear listeners, please spend your time and explore the technicalities and the beauty of this bhajan on your own, because the more you dwell on it, the more you ruminate on it, the more beauty you will discover. What we do is only an indication of what is latent in the bhajan. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we have got some idea of how this bhajan flows, its melody, its composition, its beat. And now, let us spend time in doing something which will ensure that our heart beats to the tune of the one to whom this bhajan is dedicated. So let's take every line. We begin with the first line.
He Nandalala Gopala,
Nandalala comes from Nanda, referring to the foster father of Lord Krishna. Lala means darling. So Nandalala means the beloved son of Nanda. Gopala can be split into Go, which means cow. Pala means protect or foster. So Gopala refers to the one who is the protector of the cows. What Bhagwan says, Go, as it appears in Govinda and Gopala, also refers to the animal tendencies within us. Go is not just cow. Go refers to the animal nature. Go also means souls or Mother Earth or individuals. So Gopala or Govinda is one who tends the souls, who keeps the souls away from harm, just like a cowherd protects the cows. Gopala or Govinda is the one who protects, fosters and takes care of the souls. He is the one who takes care of all the souls on Mother Earth. Sometime in the 90s was the student who had joined Bhagwan's school as a little one in the primary school, and by Bhagwan's blessings he used to sing very well. His name is Sai Krishna. How his parents named him so is a revealing story. When his mother was blessed with her first child, there was so much of jubilation in the family. But unfortunately, this jubilation did not last long, because just a few months later, her little son developed some complications because of an infection, and in spite of their best efforts, they could not save the child. And the mother was completely devastated. She was as if life had gone out of her. Nothing and nobody could console her. A few days later, a group of devotees from that place were coming to Puttaparthi. And so this couple joined that group. The group was lucky to be called in for an interview. And the moment the mother entered Bhagwan's interview room, she just could not control herself, and she started pouring out her pain in front of Swami, crying and pleading and asking so many questions. Swami, why did you do this? How could you take away my child? How could this happen to me? What is wrong with me? And she went on and on. And Swami just looked at her with great love, but in complete silence. The Lord did not speak a word. And after she was tired of crying and questioning, Swami just changed the topic and started talking to some other devotees about other matters. And she just kept sitting in the interview room all the time, just shedding tears. She was not open to listen to anything else. And soon the interview was coming to a close. And thinking that this is the only chance she has with Bhagwan, she again prayed to Swami for strength, for solace, for answers. And now, Swami smiled and with a lot of compassion said, okay, I am giving you a son. And the parents were overjoyed. They never expected such a blessing, and it was such a profound blessing and grace. But the kind Lord did not just stop there. As Bhagwan was sending each one out of the room after the interview was over, when it was for this couple to step out of the interview room, Swami went close to the mother and said, I am giving you the same son once again. And it is after this that Sai Krishna was born. In fact, just before he was born, Swami came in the dream of his mother and said, name him Sai Krishna. So the Lord is the controller of all destinies. He is the source of all souls. He is the governor of all souls. And ultimately, all souls rest in him. That is why he is Gopala. The next two lines are Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal and Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal. So the lyrics are almost same, you just have Ghana added to Shyama Gopal.
Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal.
Shyama is one of the many names of Lord Krishna and it means the one with a dark blue complexion, as dark as the rain-bearing clouds. Now why is the Lord described as blue in color? Explaining this, Bhagwan once said that the Lord is the greatest mystery and the color blue is a symbol of the depth of that enigma. The sea and the sky are blue and they are blue because of their vast depth and innumerable mysteries. They represent infinity. They are fathomless. It is the same with the Lord. Lord Krishna was not born with blue colored skin. Bhagwan says that he is described so because he is as endless and enigmatic as the sky or the ocean. In another discourse, Bhagwan gave a different interpretation and said, Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires. It takes the mind towards the Lord. It pulls the mind away from everything else because everything else is inferior. Everything else is less valuable. Krishna satisfies the deepest thirst of man. And the deepest thirst of man is for peace, is for love, is for joy, is for wisdom. And that is why he is adored as Megha Shyama, as dark blue as a rain cloud, because the very sight of rain cloud, the very sight of rain-laden cloud is so refreshing and it is so deep. That is the thirst that Krishna quenches. He is Ghanashyama because he is deep blue as the beautiful cloud in the blue sky. The same compassionate Shyama Gopal came down as Sai Gopal. Mr. Krishnadas Eradi is one of the legendary singers of Prashant Nilayam Ashram and he along with his brothers has been singing since the 60s. Till now his voice resounds in Sai Kulwant Hall. Perhaps the only singer from the yesteryears who is present even now and continues to sing right from the 60s through the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000 and beyond and still on. How did Mr. Eradi develop such a strong connection with Swami? In his very first darshan of Bhagwan in Prashant Nilayam inside the Bhajan Mandir, when the bhajans were going on, as he looked at Bhagwan, suddenly he saw not Sai Baba, but he saw his beloved Krishna, the Krishna whom he loved, adored right from his childhood, the same beautiful blue, the same charismatic charm, lovely features, bliss-filling smile. He was so enraptured by that vision. He was so captivated that Prashant Nilayam became his life's only mission, vision, destination. Even today, his soul jumps in ecstasy when he sings Krishna bhajans in front of Bhagwan. So that is the charm of the same Gopala who enraptures us now as Sai Gopala. And that is the depth of our connection too with him. Everything is blue. Everything is infinite with the Lord. So that gives us some understanding of Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal. Let's move on to the next line.
Giridhara Gopala, Sai Gopala.
Giridhar comes from Giri, meaning mountain, and Dhar means to hold. Therefore, Giridhar implies the Lord who held aloft the Govardhana hill when he came down as Lord Krishna. The residents of Gokul Vrindavan used to worship Lord Indra, the rain god. But on one occasion, little Krishna persuaded Nanda to stop the usual puja for Indra and to instead worship the Govardhana hill, and Indra was stung by this neglect and poured terrible rains on the village. But Krishna held the Govardhana hill aloft on his little finger and invited the entire village to take shelter under it. And he did this for 7 long days. In the Bhagavata Vahini, Bhagwan reveals the inner significance of this episode after narrating the details of the episode, and Bhagwan says, Indra decided to demonstrate to the world that Krishna was indeed God come on earth. So he manipulated a situation where the Indra Puja was cancelled by the people of Raja, where Indra retaliated with heavy downpours of rain, and Krishna had to lift up the Govardhana peak in order to shelter the cowherds and cows from the onslaught of the downpour. It was all part of a play. Indra had no anger, nor did he entertain any idea of revenge or retaliation. Nor would Krishna ever advise people to give up puja. Such miracles were decided upon in order to make them identify the divine already amidst them. Such incidents confirm the view that nothing can happen without an underlying cause. Again, referring to this incident in a discourse in 1961, Bhagwan said, why did Krishna raise the Govardhana hill and keep it aloft? It was to announce his truth and his nature, to instill faith and to implant courage. It is just a sign, as is each of my acts. Bhagwan revealed, there is no task which I cannot accomplish. Remember this. There is no weight that I cannot lift. There is a sweet incident from the book Anyatha Sharanam Nasti, written by Mrs. Vijay Kumari, one among the members of the Kupam family who were the earliest devotees to come to Bhagwan. There was an elderly devotee, Mrs. Bayamma, about 60 years old, who used to take care of Bhagwan's needs in every way in the early days. And Mrs. Vijay Kumari writes, I quote, frisking about like a little deer, Swami used to come running and sitting on Mrs. Bayamma's lap, used to pat her cheek and be impish and make her laugh. And without her knowing, he used to approach her from the behind and close her eyes and scare her, and he used to have a lot of fun with her. Every day, Bayamma used to read the Bhagavad Gita, and when after reading, keeping her spectacles on the floor beside her, she tried to meditate, Swami used to slowly approach her and quietly snatch away the spectacles. And after her meditation, when she used to open her eyes and she used to search for her spectacles for some time, and then she would know that Swami would have definitely done some mischief, and very cajolingly she used to say, Swami, why don't you give my spectacles? Why do you behave in such impish way? Give it to me, my Baba. Please, my Baba, don't do like this. How much work I have, how can you trouble me like this? And when she used to plead and pray to Bhagwan to not disturb her and not trouble her, Swami used to just stand quietly, silently and watch the scene and enjoy it like how little Krishna used to do. And suddenly, one day, running up to her, Swami simply embraced her and then asked, Bayamma, why do you read the Gita? What do you get from it? And the senior lady very innocently replied, it has become a habit for me, Swami. Reading Gita will give me liberation. And when Bhagwan heard this, Swami went, stood next to her, very close to her face, and simply smiled. That smile was like a river flowing swiftly, like river Ganga. And then Bhagwan said, I am that Krishna, Bayamma. When I am here right in front of you, why should you read the Gita? It is so difficult to recognize the divine when he plays with us, when he pretends he is just one among us. And in fact, this is what is happening all the time in our lives too. All the time the Lord is in fact playing with us. Whatever disappointments or troubles that come to our life are moments when the Lord is doing this beautiful play. And because we fail to see His play, we seem worried, we get perturbed. But once we know that He is the orchestrator, then everything falls into place. And then He Himself will come and reveal to us in His own sweet, inevitable way and fill us with bliss. one once said, whatever difficulties you may undergo, never keep yourself away from God's love. If you hold on to God's love steadfastly, even mountainous difficulties will melt away like ice. No matter how Himalayan our problems be, what we should know is the power we can hold on to is infinite. And this infinite power can hold on to infinite problems on his tiny finger and provide us shelter and solace and peace so effortlessly. In the same book, Anyathashanam Nasti, Mrs. Vijay Kumari writes about how Bhagwan once consoled her mother regarding the health of her father. Mr. Radhakrishna, during the initial days, came to Puttaparthi in 1945. And Mrs. Vijayamma writes, for the previous 5 or 6 years, father's health had not been good. He had a gastric problem and he used to have severe bouts of stomachache and vomiting. While confiding her anxiety about father's health, tears trickled down my mother's cheeks and Swami was so much moved. He held both her hands and said, why do you feel agitated like this? Am I not here? Leave everything to me. From now on, there is no need for any medicines. Why should you be afraid of anything when I am here? It is my responsibility to take care of you at all times, just like the eyelids take care of the eyes. You should not get disturbed for little minor things like this. Come on, be brave. And as Bhagwan said these words, his eyes were filled with maternal love, filled with compassion, and the words came full to the brim with so much gentleness. And he was serious too. It was not casual. It recharged the entire family. And Mrs. Vijay Kumari says, who is he? Is he not the great mother who gave birth to all of us? Is he not our wish-fulfilling tree? But we had no time to even think like this, because even before we could think about what was happening to us, there were these tears trickling down our eyes and our hearts used to be so thrilled with his love that we used to just fold our hands and offer our salutations to him in deep, deep gratitude. How he used to reassure us every single time. When God is with us, every problem becomes tiny. Just like in front of Mount Everest, every little hill looks so puny, isn't it? The Lord can lift us, uplift us and liberate us. And that is why he is Giridhara, Giridhara Gopal. In fact, later on, Swami did resurrect the life of Mr. Radhakrishna. And for every one story of Radhakrishna, we know there are thousands we do not know and will never know. The Lord can lift 1,000 mountains all at once on his tiny finger. Let's trust him, because if our trust slips, our life slips away. So that is the meaning of Giridhara Gopal, Sai Gopal. You have Shyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, Ghanashyama Gopal, Sai Gopal, repeated as the last two lines, and we have already discussed these two lines. So in these lines, we are adoring the Lord as the Infinite One, as the Deep Blue One, as the caretaker of the entire universe, as the one who looks after the welfare of you, me, every living being on this planet and beyond. So with that, we've got some understanding of what is conveyed through the beautiful words of this bhajan. Let's now listen to this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashant Nilam Mandir and sing along with the students of his university.
Hey Nandanal Gopala,
Nandanal Gopala,
Hey Nandanal Gopala,
Nandanal Gopala,
Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal,
Shyam
Shyam Gopal, Sai Gopal.
ఆనందలాల గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల సాయి గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల సాయి గోపాల సాయి గోపాల
సాయి గోపాల
శ్యామ గోపాల సాయి
గోపాల
హే నందలాల గోపాల శ్యామ గోపాల సాయి గోపాల నందలాల గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల సాయి గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల సాయి గోపాల శ్యామ గోపాల సాయి గోపాల శ్యామ గోపాల సాయి గోపాల హే నందలాల గోపాల.
So it's time to bring this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom to its conclusion. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet and pray for His blessings, that His love flows into us and from us to everyone around us as seamlessly as it flows from His heart to our heart. Thank you.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 23rd March 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.